good morning. It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. If you ever want to join in the conversation, you can do so by calling 833-563-2539. Twitter and Instagram, it is Joe and McKenzie. So, Liv's had a chance to check out a show on Netflix, and it's called Cheer. Are you liking it so far?
Oh my gosh, I've already finished it. I love it. I'm starting it for the second time. It's so good. I mean, it's really taken the nation by storm. They've been on every late night show. They've been on Ellen DeGeneres. And I actually used to be a cheerleader as well. So I love it.
Oh, you were a cheerleader? I knew you did dance. I didn't know you were a cheerleader.
Yeah, I was a cheerleader.
Wow.
I was a cheerleader as well. Mm-hmm. I got to check out the show because I need a new show.
Oh, sorry. My headphones are a little busted over here.
It
got your attention.
So, so good. You will love it, McKenzie.
Cool.
So the thing that we were talking about off air is obviously cheerleading, gymnastics, all those things are very athletic events. I mean, you have to be physically in shape. It's probably some of the best athletes out there. But should cheerleading be considered a sport? Like you think of like football, you think of hockey, baseball, basketball, so on. Should that be considered a sport? And I was just like, Liv, I'm not saying they're not like in shape and incredible, but I guess just the terminology of sports, I wouldn't say it's a sport.
And I think you're absolutely
like, can you bet on cheerleading?
Crazy.
Can you bet on cheerleading?
I mean, I'm
you're taking it as an insult saying that I'm saying that they're not in shape and they're not competitive. They can do things I could never imagine doing.
But
incredible athletes.
I definitely think it's considered a sport. Like, I think that, I mean, maybe there is like backdoor betting. I don't know. But are people, you betting on fencing? That's considered a sport. Like, I don't.
Is there like a competitive cheerleading league? I know there's like.
Yes, of course there is a competitive cheerleading league. The cheerleading competitions are like the main part. Now, like, there's NCAA. There's like a totally different divisions that qualify. It's a competition in the same sense that basketball, football, baseball, boxing, all of those are competitions. It's the same idea.
So officially, 4 years ago, a federal judge ruled that competitive cheerleading is not an official sport that colleges can use to meet gender equality requirements, the Associated Press reported at the time. Now, the American Medical Association says cheerleading should be considered a sport because of the risks and the training and all the things associated. So do you consider bowling a sport, Joe?
Perfect.
No. What do you mean perfect?
No, it's a perfect question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're
McKenzie's
saying bowling,
part.
Like PBA? No, I mean, yeah, technically there's the PBA league, but I don't know if you could, because you're not really in shape. Some people are, but you could be the fattest guy in the world with a beer gut and a comb over, and you could bowl a 300 game, and you could be the best at bowling. I don't.
Well, I also look at, I mean, which I do think baseball is a sport 100%, but if you're saying they're physical attributes, there's baseball players who are big,
I know,
fat
it's,
boys.
It's yeah, some pitchers, for example.
Like,
it goes both ways. That's why I'm saying. It's kind of like I'm torn between the two. There's not a clear-cut thing. I'm just saying in my mind, I just don't see it as a sport.
And
I see what you're saying.
And I think you're crazy because if you, which one, I know like colleges not like looking at it as a sport, one that kind of like screws a lot of cheerleaders over because they don't get the same treatment and they don't get the same scholarship, even though they're putting in the same amount of time, the same amount of work, and they have the same amount of talent. And if you look up the definition of the sport, of a sport, it says an activity involving physical exertion and skill in which an individual or team competes against another for others for entertainment.
So would like Chops and I be considered athletes because we like to disc golf?
Disc golf is technically a sport.
But see, I don't consider that a sport and I play
I would consider that like a recreational game.
Yeah, see? Okay, well, let's speaking of cheerleading and colleges, I think Lauren, hey Lauren, do you have a college connection?
I actually work in a high school athletic department, but so for all of our sports for the state of Indiana, the governing system for the state sports, like they determine like what sports are officially, they call it sanctioned.
Yeah.
And like cheerleading's not officially sanctioned, but we still like treat it just like any other sport in our department. Like we have to like process them and make sure that they're eligible and like they have physicals and everything on file because technically we're liable for them. But when you get to like the competitive stage in terms of like elite cheer and then at the collegiate level, they more so recognize it. Now we used to have gymnastics as a sanctioned sport, but they got rid of it. But that was still, I guess if you could put it on the same pedestal as cheerleading, a recognized sanctioned sport. So I don't know what the previous history is, but it's still kind of technically considered a sport, even though the state organization doesn't quote unquote recognize
and
it.
And I'm a little torn, to be perfectly honest. I'm a little torn. My little girl doesn't think it's a sport because she plays basketball, because she says you don't go head to head. But I guess there are cheerleading competitions. So I'm honestly on a fence. And I know Liv is on one side and Joe, you're on the other side.
She's going to beat me and Lulu up. You better watch out. Liv is on one. Now, hey, I want to get to more of these calls. If you guys can all hang on, we'll do that. Also, social media, Twitter and Instagram. It's Joe McKenzie. What do you consider? We were talking about the show on Netflix, Cheer, and obviously it's a big competition, but do you think that cheerleading is a sport? Where does it fall for you? 833-563-2539. It's Joe McKenzie. All right, Porkchop says we've got to get to the phone calls very quickly because we have a lot of people chiming in. Liv the Web Girl said she really likes a show on Netflix called Cheer. It's about cheerleading, and it kind of got the conversation going. Of course you're in shape, you're athletic, but is cheer really a sport? I mean, you compete against other people, but is it, you know, we think of like baseball, basketball, hockey, football. McKenzie brought up bowling. I mean, like, is that a sport?
Well,
all these different things.
You know, because you think of the physical aspect, the rigorous practices, and that's why I was like, oh my gosh, these cheerleaders versus, no offense, bowling is amazing, but it's just the physical demands are a lot more with cheerleading.
Let's see what Allie thinks. Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. Hey, Allie.
Hey. My daughter, she's 13 years old, and she's been doing competitive cheerleading for between 4 and 5 years now. And, I mean, we've been everywhere. We've been to Chicago. We've been to Orlando for competitions. We're actually going to Texas this year.
Nice.
And so, I mean, it's a lot of money, and I consider it a sport. She also cheers at school, and her school really recognizes it as a sport. They have to have a physical on file. They follow concussion protocol, everything like that. And, yes, they are very physically fit, and we just feel like it's a sport because she puts so much effort and time into it because not only is she doing their practices, but she's doing extra tumbling and everything else. And so we consider it a sport. It should be nationally recognized because, I mean, like I said, these girls and guys go out and they compete against other people, not just in the state. Like when we do regionals and state competition, it's just against other teams within the state. But when we go to nationals, I mean, it's people from all over the United States.
All right, Allie.
That's really cool. The only thing, so I'm Switzerland on this issue because I totally 100% I understand that it's competitive, but then at the same point, cheerleaders do cheer on sports teams. So does a sport? Can a sport cheer on another sport? Like that? But I like I said, I get both sides,
and I see both points there too. For example, if you bring up like football or basketball, like there's an offensive defense going against each other, like compared to bowling, or if you say cheer, you are doing the best at your own time, comparing that to somebody else's what they do. So. Let's go to Andrea this morning. Hey, Andrea, you're on Joe and McKenzie. What do you want to say?
Do you consider gymnastics a competitive sport?
Boy, it's tough.
It's Olympics. It's in the Olympics.
For sure, but aren't there a few things that are going to the Olympics this year? Like coming up, like next Olympics, so it's kind of crazy. I'm saying there's some things that are questionable that make it into the Olympics. Gymnastics, I definitely, I'm on the edge there. On the side of being hypocritical, I could say possibly.
What? You don't absolutely feel that gymnastics is a competitive sport?
I just don't know. Once again, it goes to your definition of what a sport is. It's not like, hey, who's your favorite gymnastic team? It's like, oh, man, I'm cheering on the blah, blah, blah. Like
United States.
Okay, USA for sure. But, like, I would look at more soccer as a sport than gymnastics. But I'm not saying you're not incredibly in shape when you do gymnastics. My wife did it forever. My wife's probably yelling through the phone right or at the radio right now. I totally respect gymnastics. Like, my wife did all those things you mentioned. I just, myself personally, I don't know. I don't have the answer.
Because there's not a ball doesn't mean it's not a sport.
Okay, that's a good point. Hey, Andrea, thank you for calling in. I hope you still don't hate me. Let's go to Joe and Indy. What's up?
Hi, good morning. Joe, I have 3 girls that are in competitive cheer, and they win a bid every year to Summit, which is at ESPN and Disney,
okay,
to compete against nationally for, it's like the Super Bowl of cheer.
That's so much fun to watch on TV, too. I love watching all the routines. That's awesome.
Yes. So these girls put their heart and soul into it. And Joe, I challenge you to go check out a competitive cheer, either like competition or practice somewhere, and then say, it's not a sport.
Joe, if somebody will actually invite me, like hit us up, Joe McKenzie on Instagram, I would come and check one out.
You have to bring your wife or else you'll look like such a creep.
I know. Oh, what are you doing? Let's watch one of these little girls practice. I like the soundtrack. No, seriously, Joe or anybody else, I might consider that, and my wife would come along too. Just Joe McKenzie on Instagram. You know, maybe that's something we could actually do.
Now, I think too, people bring up the point, it's like, well, it's a sport cheering on another sport. How does that work? Like, how can it be considered a sport when their job is to cheer on another sport? That's a very small aspect of cheerleading, especially now in, like, our day and age. Yes, 50 years ago, that was kind of like their main and only job. And they weren't doing quite as much of the acrobatics, the athletics, as they are doing today. I kind of think of how they have to cheer on other sports. It's just something they have to do. Like, sometimes basketball players have to, like, do other events or go to pep rallies or
things like
that.
No, but that's how it originated. That's the whole purpose of cheerleading.
No, for sure. That's how it originated. But it's just changed since then. So I think the definition of it can also change.
Hey, Kathy, you're on Joe McKenzie. We'll wrap things up with you. What did you want to say?
I just wanted to say that, you know, I think that cheerleading is a sport when you are competing. I don't believe that just, you know, cheering on your team at a basketball game is a sport, but when you are competing, I do believe it is. I do believe that gymnastics is 100% a sport, though.
I am totally, since I've been Switzerland on this, I am with you.
Oh, now you're
picking a
side?
That makes sense to me. No, with the competition, are there cheerleading scholarships?
I think there are.
You can get scholarships from schools, but not every college is required to hand out scholarships.
So that's like something interesting to add to this argument.
They definitely don't get as much. So the University of Kentucky, I had friends that cheered there. It's one of the best in the nation for cheerleading at the collegiate level. And they really didn't get that much scholarship when they're spending just amount of time as a regular student athlete. And also they bring the school so much publicity because they're constantly winning, which isn't really that fair.
All right, well, hey, I don't think we'll ever have a final answer that we all agree on, but if you want to take this to social media and voice your opinion, why don't you do that right now. Twitter and Instagram, it's Joe and McKenzie. At this time, let's pause for station identification. This is Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.